When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's no one now in the same league as what he was on.
He said he was a better tackler than the two fullbacks. He said he was a better header of the ball than the two centre backs. He said he was a better centre forward than the centre forward we had. He said he could have played in any of the 10 positions outfield. Yeah, he said, and he was better than anybody else in the positions, you know what I mean?
It's a strange feeling. You know, we're here to pay respect and mourn a man who's passed away, but it's not like that. I think I'm just going to watch a match now. That's how excited I am, man.
He always played football with a smile on his face.
Oh, yes.
You know, he really did.
They say about being an ambassador for your country. He was an ambassador 1,000 times over.
My wife says to me last night, I'm sitting with tears rolling down my cheek, and she says to me,
what's
making you cry? So she didn't know. I said, no, we, that's the whole thing. We do know him, we think we know him.
Oh, he's going to get number 5, yes. Beautiful football by young outside right, George Best, the boy with the beetle haircut.
That's what Best said. If one person believes that he was the greatest, that'll do for him. Forget about all the rubbish. The football's what it's all about.
How about that fella? Isn't that the most beautiful football that you ever saw? And here come United. It's Best. Is he going to get it? Yes. This is fabulous stuff.
Those boots were made for shooting as well as walking with him.
On the 25th of November last year, George Best died. A week later, we buried him. Hundreds of thousands of us turned up that Saturday morning in Belfast. In the rain.
As I say, from he was that height, I got him on the... And the first time he seen Best, that was him hooked. Now, he has been a fanatic about United, simply because of me. Taking him once I took him to Old Trafford when he was 10. That's what, over 30 years ago. And then it was old wooden forms you were sitting on in Old Trafford. Not what they have it now. Old wooden forms. Over 30 years ago. Do you remember the forms we were sitting on in Old Trafford?
What?
The forms in Old Trafford that you sat on seats.
Aye, wooden things. So they were. You wouldn't get them now, sure. I'll tell you.
But didn't really
No. That's where it starts. You go from that high and then you go up the, and you never forget it. Never forget it. But that's where it starts. You knew you were going to see Man United, but you didn't know you were going to become a Manchester United supporter through it, but you do, and then it just sticks with you. But then you walk down your map both the way as it is now, which is the road that takes you to the Old Trafford. Thousands upon thousands of people. And when you get inside that ground, bring a tear to your eye. Bring it.
Do you know the match that I took in to see? They showed one of the goals last night on TV. The goalie scored over Pat Jennings' head.
I kept them.
That's the match that we were at.
Remember he knocked the ball out of, well, not out of Gordon Banks' hand, but he hit the ball and it was
a goal. It should have been a goal. The referee
just didn't know. He hadn't a clue how to interpret
what to do about it. Yeah.
But he done it the next week against Pat Jennings in the Gold State.
It was a goal, all right. Yeah.
This is what we're like. We live in the past. Last Saturday's game. We live in the future. The present has no meaning. We see the past in black and white, the future in colour.
I met him once in the railways. He was waiting on the train, and him and his promoter then were sitting in the central station, and we were going to work. And me and, the, and I says, "That's Geordie Best." And the guy says to me, "Oh, he weren't asking for his autograph." I was scared to go over and ask him for his autograph. Just couldn't take my eyes off him. And he sat there just sitting reading the paper. It was him and his agent. And that was the closest I got to meeting him. You know, but it was an awe. I couldn't have went over. Couldn't have. I wouldn't have got my words out. You know what I mean? But that's the closest I got.
You know, he got a watch one Christmas from Geordie Best. He thought... He did. He got a watch one Christmas from Geordie Best with his photograph on the face of the watch. And for 7 years he believed that was from Best.
No, he saw that.
Oh, I saw that for you. I thought it was because of the time you were the manager of the bar.
Oh, no.
Came in.
No, no, you just believed those things.
I'm more like him every day. I can't remember what happened the night before. Do you remember he made that statement when he was on the pond?
On Sky Sports, on the Soccer Saturday. Ronnie Marsh said to him, "What, George, what happened in 1981? He says, "For God's sake, I can't remember what happened last night."
Oh, yeah, man. See the crowds come through the trees?
That's what it was like back then, waiting for Saturdays. Thousands of us in the mud and rain, like today, in black and white, in the mud and rain.
How far are you going up, Hughie?
As far as I can get. See if I get sitting beside Sir Alex, I would. So, but here, yesterday in the street, not the house, you could have heard a pin drop when he drove it. Everything just went so quiet. And the five motorbike policemen drove in, there was complete silence. Complete sense. And all the wee women that live in that street, all his neighbours were all out up there helping. They obviously knew him from when he was a baby, and they were all in tears. I was sad.
We're going back to when they were protesting in the 70s here, and all the politicians were on a balcony at the top of, on that building, right? And it was all about what's going on in the country. The crowd then does not compare to this.
That's how far we are.
This is unbelievable.
And that's either side laid right up.
And then it was all about politics. The politicians couldn't get a crowd like this, but a footballer could. Unbelievable. Isn't that right, Stephen?
What's that, mate?
Politicians couldn't get a crowd like this.
Yeah. The screen here, but halfway up the barrier. 4:09.
What time do the cortege get here? 4:10, isn't it?
No, the house is at 10. The service in the house is at 10. 11:00 here.
Oh, they'll leave the house about 10:30.
Yeah. And with them pausing every 200 yards or whatever it is, so it'll take them a wee bit to get here.
What?
But there's a helicopter following the whole way. Don't know where it's Sky or UTV. Well, one of them has a camera.
There's one up there at the moment. Over straight ahead.
BBC's a camera, I think.
Aye. Very good. Okay. Aye, Tommy. Okay. And the questions in the pub will be tonight and forever and ever, amen. Where were you when George got buried? And you'll hear, I was standing there.
And we were still being interviewed for RTE Radio.
Excellent. Do you know?
Yeah.
I walked past Kirkwood's, Kirkwood's funeral thing this morning at 5:30, my dog. He's a monumental sculptor, right? He stuck a headstone down with George Best on a Northern Ireland picture of you. I want to see it.
Kirkwood's at Dunmother's health father.
Look, Kirkwood there at the corner of our car. I walked past this morning at 5:30, my dog.
Yes.
He put a headstone out with a picture of George Best in a Northern Ireland shirt playing. Absolutely
on
fantastic. And it's that good. There's flowers. You want to see flowers at it?
See that?
That's at 5:30 this morning. I'm walking up my dog and he dropped dead. No way, he's beside the graveyard.
Yes.
He stuck one out, George Best, date of birth, death.
That's lovely.
And a picture
that's
of him playing the Northern Irish with a beard too. You want to see it? Absolutely.
He was a perfect dream.
Down Tall Hazel.
A dream of ourselves. A dream for Belfast. a dream for Galway.
Without ever being the footballer that he was, he just had this charisma that everybody wanted.
Yeah, that's why we're standing here getting soaked.
It is, yeah.
It's worth it.
And we're going to laugh. You were right. How long will it take you to go home?
Oh, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. It'll take me 6 hours.
Well, if I had been you, I would have been down. See what happened down there, I'd have been down. No, no problem. It's football.
We drove up yesterday evening. Like, I'm sure we were laughing on the way up. I have a brother here and he can't read because the word slow, you know, S-L-O-W.
Uh-huh.
He thought that was the name of all the villages all the way from Galway to Belfast because he didn't slow down and ride up over.
Right.
Like, I'm surprised I actually met it.
Right.
But we went up to the Red Devil's pub last night up in the Falls Road.
Yes.
The pub itself wasn't much known, to be totally honest, but people in there were some characters in there. We met people from America.
Uh-huh.
Guy never seen him play, come over for the funeral. People from Wales, people from Manchester, people from Scotland. I just thought, you know, again, like, it just shows that the charisma the man had.
Brilliant.
You know, like,
that's what it's all about.
You see guys like those, like, drive up here, like, 5 hour drive, another 5 hour back down this evening. Just to come up to be here. Like,
of course,
yes. You have to be here.
Well, not football and the genius that is George Best. Has there ever been a player who combines the courage, the flair, the speed and the finish that George Best brought all together in one match last night? Is this then the finest player in the world today?
Kidd. Best. Law. Best. Law.
This is what I remember. He feels right. Moves left.
Best. Got a worker position. Best gets it there.
The crowd is great. It sounds like a single voice. Right into trouble.
Best going right into the trouble. Just look at that. Short. Best again.
A memory. Shimmering in the mud. A boy's perfect dream.
Well, I just said walking over here, after you get over the emotion side of seeing the stuff on the gates and the railings outside, and you come in, and it's kind of ironic, like, Stormont, the seat of power for all in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
This man, this one little skinny individual as he was then, has all his power over so many people.
Uh-huh. Did no one hear because George Best was a good looking bloke or that he was an alcoholic and that? You know what I mean? They're here because of his football ability. Like.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong, see me the player for Liverpool, I wouldn't have him.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say that out loud.
Bonus was he played with the right team as well.
That helps.
A moment of a plus factor he played for United.
It helps.
I was reading a couple of the week quotes in the papers, and I was reading one last night, and it said that God now has his number 11. And then somebody else had wrote in and said, God may save them, but George will score the rebounds.
So, yeah,
I've read every night the insertions that have been put into the paper, the death notices, and one of them was from four guys, and they give their names, like Steve, Billy, Jack, and John, right? But at the bottom of it, I wish you had have played for Liverpool or Arsenal. It must have been two Arsenal supporters, two Liverpool supporters. And that's what, that's what they put at the bottom of that.
We've been talking there for roughly, from 9 o'clock, and not once have we mentioned anything bad. Not once. You know, all the bad stuff that is said about, nobody's interested in it.
I mean, we know he's done things that were wrong in his life.
We all have.
Jeez, let him without Stone. Like,
in a couple of years' time, people won't remember the fact that George had an alcohol problem in that life.
Mm-hmm.
It's his football ability that brought everyone here.
And funny, there was a guy yesterday, and he was saying about his drink. Well, he didn't like the taste of it.
So what he? I only ever seen him drink wine. Uh-huh. Bottles of wine is what he drank when I seen him drinking.
I thought alcoholics, not an alcoholic myself, but I thought alcoholics liked the taste of it.
Yeah. Well, I know, I didn't drink it 8.5 years and I loved the taste of it when I was drinking.
Like, that's why I drank it. But you know, we haven't talked about it and that's what it's all about.
And I do believe that before he died he should have been honest enough and good enough to tell us all how to pull women like he did.
Aye.
And I still say the finest whoever was Alex Best and Mary Salem.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Done it.
That Alex. Lebanese woman stood by him through thick and thin too when he was, you know what I mean, in the early 80s, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just think to be gifted like he was with football and women. How could you be unhappy?
Well, tell me something. Whenever you set out, did you think you would encounter anything like this? Or did you
I thought he'd have a good send-off. I didn't think of him like this. I didn't, you know what I mean? He probably didn't kick me as much until I came in the gate. Mm-hmm. And I seen it on the gate. No, I seen it outside Old Trafford and everything else. And it was only when I seen it in the end, I said, yeah, he's going to pass in here in a couple of hours. And he's going to pass here twice and he's no more. All we have left is memories of the man.
Yeah.
I went down to his house last night, you know.
But yes, I was down yesterday to see him coming home.
It was a team in rain like this now, you know what I mean? And to get down there, and the policeman, in fairness, is good enough to let me up there, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just said to him, I hadn't even my proper camera with me. I was only taking pictures with a phone. He said, I don't mind you taking pictures once you don't make noise. And just going around reading small little messages. And you know how everyone likes to think that they're a hard man. And you know what I mean? You wouldn't get very emotional. Jeez, it was very emotional there, you know. Yeah. And you were down there on your own, you know what I mean? There was no one there.
This is at 1 o'clock in the morning he was down there.
People were coming. We say, Leanne Reitz. I was there maybe 3/4 of an hour or so. Must have been 20 people kind of coming on their own, Leanne Reitz, you know. Lovely to see, we said Linfield jerseys and Cliftonville and Glasgow Celtic and Glasgow Rangers all lying out along his fence, you know what I mean? Leeds United, Liverpool, they're all down it, you know what I mean? They all cared for him, like.
Do you know, yesterday, same one number that took George into the house, Callum and Phil Hughes came back out and stood in the garden, the rain like this, and read the tributes that were there and waved the people that were saw her, and I thought that was brilliant. Yeah. Those people are grieving. But see, they recognise just how important his dad or this man is.
Yeah. I mean, like, you could never have had a private ceremony.
No.
Never,
no.
You know, it would be.
And I'm just glad that they've done this. So, no, sometimes we don't always get it right over here, sure we don't.
Yeah,
for once they've got something.
Well, that's funny. I was in the Irish Army for 22 years. I buried 3 presidents. And whether you like it now, you kind of get caught up with everything else. But I've never seen anything like this. And I was thinking myself... earlier on, and I said, well, what's the nearest to this? The nearest to this was the Pope.
We just touched on that earlier.
And you want Princess Diana, like.
Yeah.
That was the nearest we had.
We just touched on that earlier.
You know, like, the next big thing you're going to see like this is going to be Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
Cassius Clay.
Yeah.
And that's it. You tell me an icon after that that's going to have this kind of effect on people, because there is none.
That's right.
I always said the most 3 influential people in my life was Cassius Clay, George Best, and Nelson Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I seen Bestie play it. I met the bloke 3 or 4 times. I went to Robben Island to see where Mandela was. I never seen Cassius Clay live in the flesh. I probably never will now. But I mean, I didn't expect to see what I seen here this morning. When I arrived up here this morning, I think a couple of hundred people. Well, no, a couple of thousand, maybe 10,000, 15,000. I didn't expect to be in a queue for an hour. I didn't expect everybody to be so nice to me. I mean, I arrived in this city last night at 7 o'clock, and from then on to now, everybody's been exceptionally nice to me. And, you know, you're saying to yourself, Jesus Christ, why couldn't we be nice to each other for 30 years?
And, you know, and that's what George would want.
Yeah.
You know, he would want people to be nice. And if this does, as I say, make some puzzle.
Yeah.
If it does, brilliant. More a tribute to the man.
And I think it will. I think it will, you know.
Well, I hope it does.
It's amazing, like last night when I was down in his house, we sit and you see a small tourist house, you know what I mean?
Yep.
To think that a man that's world known, you know what I mean, to come from this small little area, you know. No, don't you, I mean, a working class area, and turned out to be such a man that he was, like.
My wife says to me last night, she says, why did his daddy and his mommy never move? You know, he could have bought them a big house. They're just ordinary people.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, it's handy for us. Tomorrow, we're going to the graveyard. My mother's buried in the same graveyard, so we're going up. We go every Sunday and we do my mother's grave.
Yeah.
But we're going to George's grave to lay our flowers.
We're going to do. I have a book of condolences open in Galway, you know, and it's already. Must be the good 3,000 signatures in
it.
But I'm going to get it bound into a hard copy letter, and I'm going to write to them and see, can I go up and drop it into the house? I'm going to go over. We're already planning. We travelled over to all the games together,
yes,
right? Because I run the branch. But we've already arranged 25th of November next year. We're coming up and we're going to the grave. That's his anniversary. We're going to come up, we're going to go to the grave, say our prayers and everything. We're going to go back out to Matt's grave, because I haven't been out to Matt's grave in, I'd say, 2 or 3 years.
Brilliant.
More. And I'm going to do the 2 graves as well, you know.
Super.
It's only
super.
A small thing, but it makes you feel good inside. I bring my kids up as well. I probably bring my grandchildren, because they're the next generation.
Yes. Well, my wee lad's 2.5, and I toyed with bringing him, but he wouldn't have stood for this like that time.
No.
But see, they'd be able to say to him what it was all about. But it happened fairly well. Watch it when I go home.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I made a phone call to go over there to my son. He's going to have to play football for Galway now. I should make sure one of the lads is videoing it. But our chairwoman in the Galway branch, Celia Cormer, her birthday. It's the same day as, she was born the same day as Georgie, and she lost her husband last January. She couldn't face coming up.
Right.
You know, she said to me when I text her, and I said, the legend is gone. And she texts back and she said, that's it. The year started turbine and finished turbine.
Yes.
So
yes.
What is her next? Well, it's always next year.
It's always next year. You know, and that's the one true thing.
Yeah, and I call up to her. And
we were saying earlier on. Let's see this here. This will help get the family through.
They'll
know how popular it is, but I don't think they'll expect what they're going to say. And that will help get them through, because they'll have a smile. You know, deep inside they'll have a smile.
They will, yeah. Of course they will. Well, last Friday when I heard Georgie had gone, I knew, I was praying that he'd go, because I didn't want him to suffer. I drive a taxi for a living. I pulled in and I cried in my taxi, like a child would.
Yeah.
I cried. Now, I didn't... 2 years before that, my dad died and I cried for him. But you'd expect that. You know, and I had watched him suffer. And when I seen the picture of Georgie on the paper that was taken in the hospital, I said to my son, I said, listen to me, I said, see that look in his eyes? He said, yeah. Last time I seen that look, I seen in my dad's eyes, I said, he'd only hours to live, I said, hours. I said, that man hasn't got much left. He lasted nearly 10 days after that picture was taken,
yeah.
Which amazed me, but it showed his fighting spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I watched that programme on the TV last night, and I watched Dennis Law, and the next thing, Law was crying, and whenever I could feel it well in my own eyes.
Yeah.
Whenever I looked, there was this guy and this guy, and they were like two babies,
mm-hmm.
sobbing away, and, you know, manly pride.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let the boy see him, you know, manly pride, and,
uh-huh.
and it coughed, you know, to hide the sniffling. Why? Let it out. I mean, I'd probably do it again down the way. You know, I could feel it welling up inside the kid.
Oh, yeah. My whole stomach's turning at the moment.
Yeah, it's a kick feeling.
Yeah, I said to my father, you think we were going into Old Trafford? You know what I mean? Such emotions come through the body at this time. But it's not one of sadness. It's not one of sadness. You just have to be here.
Right.
Yeah, and it's tremendous. It's an awesome feeling.
A perfect dream of ourselves. Scythed down, on his knees in the mud. He gets up again and again in the rain.
And I seen him in the two testimonials. I seen him. First of all, I went down to Cork to see him.
Right.
And he was terrible. He was. You know, you could say he's a shadow of himself, but he wasn't. He was about 25 shadows of himself.
Yeah, yeah.
He was so overweight. And I said, he was like giant haystacks.
They're grown.
He was like giant haystacks. He was so big and.
Yeah.
But he still had all the touches and everything, and he was brilliant, you know. And then I came up when Ginnings played, or Ginnings' testimonial, I think it was 87. I came up and I said, with my sister in Enniskillen, and my brother in law brought me in. And the ironic thing was, I couldn't speak. I was in the pub before the game and after the game. I wasn't allowed to speak. I wasn't allowed to call a drink because I had a Southern accent. So I wasn't allowed for safety reasons, right? And I just started laughing. I mean, speak. I mean, I talk for Ireland, Ireland.
Of course.
And,
of course.
You know, I had a buzz. And then when they gave me his home, I said, that's it, we're driving again. I mean, it's a 5-hour drive from Galway to Belfast. It took us something like, I'd say, 10 hours to get back, because we got lost so many times. We had one wiper, and I was driving, we had one wiper in the car, and we had one headlight.
Right.
And I mean, we were going from Belfast to Galway. We went through Carrigan, Shannon, we were in Glen and Matting. We were everywhere, like. And the guy that was giving the directions, we were all in the army, the guy that was giving the directions, like, reading the map, was a sergeant in the army.
Right.
That'll tell you how good of an army we had. But, like, and we got lost. And then when I met Besson, I was telling him about it, he was roaring and laughing. He couldn't understand why anyone go to the extremes to watch him play.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, George, you don't realise the power you had on me. And he just laughed at me.
Just
like,
laughed.
We queued for 3 hours one Saturday morning outside Old Trafford in the old, old, old megastore.
Yes.
To get him to sign books for us.
Yes.
And take pictures. And I mean, we were sitting up on the table beside my arms wrapped around him, my legend, like my hero, and I touched him in the flesh. And we were down the rest that night, and the camera, the film went missing. I never got the pictures.
Oh, dear.
You know, and I'm sure if I could tell him that, he'd be laughing at me.
Did you come up for his unofficial testimonial?
Yeah.
But what last memory do you take away from that?
The thing I take away is the banter.
Yeah.
The banter and the fun and all the smiling they were doing and all that giggling.
Great crack, great.
You know, it was a giggle, like.
Yeah, Rudy Kroll and Naiskins and all that.
Yeah.
And then when he scored on a range goal,
yeah.
You know, when McHugh threw his arms around him, tremendous. You know, that testimonial of his, and tremendous what it was, but they could have sold that 10 times over if they had endorsed it as he would have deserved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, but it was brilliant. I was there too, and it was tremendous. And when he came out with Colin then at the time, oh,
Jesus.
My word.
my word. Yeah, and you never get tired of seeing it.
No.
But, you know, my young brother-in-law, he's only 18, and he says to me, he says, I didn't realise that man scored as many goals, as he called him, that man. And he says to me, you could, the hard list is the top 100. He says, every goal is special in every way. And we were sitting this morning on our way down, and I says, well, could you pick your favourite goal? Now, not the most important goal, your favourite goal.
Probably the one in the sets.
Yeah, where he beat everybody.
He beat everybody and anybody that wanted to take him.
Yep.
Probably
he
that one.
He had a cracker of a goal against Tottenham one night. Remember, he took it down his chest and he lost Pat Chinnings.
We were at that match. That was my first match my father took me to see. Service has just started now.
He's doing everything on time anyway, isn't he?
You know, shops and everything in East Belfast have closed. They've given up a day's trading. You know, brilliant. I can't even put this in comparison with anything else.
I can't, I have to be honest.
I really can't. You know, and the feeling coming in, as I said earlier, you'd have thought you were going to the match.
You would have
course. They're still coming to pay respects.
Like, you don't see sad faces yet, but you will see them in a little while.
Oh, you will.
See fans, because a lot of the people just remember what he bested. Like, everything was a smile. Mm-hmm. You know, he was on Terry walking and he was so drunk, it was unreal. But it was done with a smile.
Oh,
he'd done the Late Late Show 3 or 4 times on the South. Every time he was on it, he was half cut. But he was always laughing and joking and he was smiling, you know. And that was the character. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm glad, like, the people are smiling today. You know, we were in juries last night and people were on about him and everybody was on about him with a smile. You know, normally you go to funerals or somber occasions, and rightly so. I mean, I'm missing a funeral of a very, very good friend of mine today in Galway.
Yes.
That he was a lifelong United fan.
Right.
And he came over last February with us. He was diagnosed with cancer 2.5 years ago. Uh-huh. Brought him over, 50 years of age, brought him over last February to a game.
Right.
And I spoke with his wife yesterday. And I said, I'm going to miss the funeral of Isaac.
And he's getting buried today.
Getting buried today. She said to me, I know where you are.
But what about
me? She said to me, you're going to get a plug at the church. I said, don't. She said, no. She said, Jimmy has it all laid out. She said, you're going to get a plug because you brought us over. You want to see Old Trafford in the United Plains. She said, then she said, George, you'll get another plug. And I think that's great.
Well, I think it's
you see somebody down there at their own times of sadness, like, and they can still remember Georgie.
Well, I said to Father yesterday, see anybody that was unfortunate or whatever way to get buried today, she'd be able to say goodbye in the same day as George Best. You know, one of my loved ones, I'd say, brilliant. But, you know, I'm still watching. I'm watching as you're talking there. People are like, there's young, there's old, there's male, there's female. That tells you everything. It really does. And there's young kids. Now, look at all the size that we took there. He doesn't even... in years to come, he'll have to be told he was here. Yeah. But he'll be able to say, it was George Best's funeral.
Isn't that a great thing?
Oh, tremendous.
Because, you know, you think about it, like, we're lifelong United fans. And our memories go back to Munich 50 years.
Yep.
I was only born in 50
years.
You know, but I still remember I watched all the clips, I listened to my dad talking about that team, it was the greatest team ever and everything else. My memory for football, it doesn't go beyond that. Mm-hmm. You know, so 58 was 47 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be talking about this man for another 200 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they really will, like.
Sorry,
he's a social and a lively man.
Only a second. This will be an update about the funeral, probably. Hello. Yes, we're talking to our friends from Cork, Galway. Well, what's wrong? All right, love, no problem. All right. Okay. All right, okay, no problem. Speak to Shorty. Right, love you back. The family just said on TV, when they get here, the representative from family are picking 10. Out of the possession here to go in the storm out.
Ah, that'd be nice.
10 people at random to go in. Isn't that lovely? We'll all race up. We'll all run up the centre here, will we?
Hey, lads, a lot of you have no hope because they'll have to be good looking guys like me.
Alex Beth didn't go to the house, she's in the storm out. All the rest is there, and Angie's at the house, but Alex Beth is up there.
I think poor Alex got a raw deal and all this, you know.
Yeah.
I really do.
That's sad.
Because she had the good and the bad of him. And she's the only one that had him when he was sick.
Yeah.
She's the only one that had him when he was sick. And she stood by him and looked after him.
Well, the cars, it's just left, so I would say 20 minutes over here.
When you look at him and when you think back of him, as Keith said, as a footballer and playing football, there's no bad things in him. I mean, what was the worst thing as a footballer? He threw muck at a shitty referee.
Which was
that was it,
which
like.
Was great.
He didn't. The only thing was he didn't get him in the eyes.
Aye. And you know, he got applauded for that.
Yeah, he got a standing ovation for throwing book, like, this will tell you.
Are you meant to tell young people, don't do that, but oh no, that was accident.
You know, like, all your memories of him are good.
Yeah.
You know, like I said earlier, I just wish he taught me how to pull the women like he did.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'd be happy out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, but I watched him last night, and you see the clip where he takes his boot off?
Yeah.
Who else would do it? Nobody. Like you said, tackling Marsh. No, you wouldn't see that.
Nobody will ever get this again. No sportsman will get it.
No. Definitely not.
Heads of states don't get this.
No, this is the closest thing to the state funeral.
Yeah.
I believe.
I think it is. Yeah. I have to be honest. And I where we treat presidents don't belong.
And you said there a minute ago that we didn't let, we won't let George down a glass. He didn't let us down, did he?
No,
he didn't. And even today, he hasn't let us down. Because obviously, that's been it planned and missed the family's wishes. So he, right to the end, he hasn't let us down. So why could anybody think about letting him down? You know, and so hopefully now the tributes and the last memorials to him are fitting for the man. That's how
I think there will be, you know. I really do. And I mean, it's obvious, like, we idolise him. And, you know, I used to think it was just me that had this infatuation when people said, oh, you're infatuated with him, like, you know. And I said, no, I don't think I am, like, and I'm one of 14, like,
yeah.
And my mother dropped two of my brothers, like,
uh-huh.
because they landed on their heads, because one supports Leeds and one supports Liverpool,
right,
and the rest were United, like,
right.
And my old man was the United, you know.
They know nothing, like, about football,
yeah,
then?
Well, them two thought, like, yeah. They're branded.
Yeah.
And the thing about it was, like, nobody would say a bad word about him. Nobody. No, my old man was very anti-drink.
Yeah.
Very anti-drink. And my old man's only 2.5 years dead. And when Bestie started getting very bad and getting sick, he said, Jesus Christ, he's such a waste of a man. And I said, why, chair? He said, if you're sober, you enjoy everything an awful lot more.
Uh-huh.
But he said, he can be the biggest alcoholic in the world, he said. And he said, he probably will be. But he said, he'll also have always and ever been the greatest footballer in the world.
Yeah.
So even if I didn't want to like him, it was kind of bred into me that
course,
I had to like him.
Of course.
You know, and
Brian,
it's
you're
like
glad.
The club.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a day so
you're
happy.
Glad.
Oh, I'm
you're
a day so glad. And, like, to me, the biggest, I was at, I don't know, 8 or 9 cup finals, whatever it is. The biggest thing for me is to be here today. It's bigger than the European Cup final. I was at the European Cup final.
Brilliant.
This is bigger than it.
Brilliant.
You know, this can only happen once.
Brilliant.
Like, United might get into the European Cup final this year, might get into the next 10 years, they might get in 5 years in a row. That can happen again. They can only bury a genius once.
Brilliant.
And today, I'm delighted to be here today for them. I really am. It means that much to me.
That's smashing. It's a big family. One big family. And football. Football's a family. You know, when you think about Manchester United, they're a family.
I'm always slagging and laughing about women being at football matches.
He's watching the TV there. He says this. He said he's left the house. He said it's on TV. But he said there must be 10, 12 people. He said the whole way line of the streets.
Yeah.
10, 12 deep, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He said there's thousands on the streets trying to get a look at it.
Do you know? See these here crossbars? They didn't have enough of these in Northern Ireland to put out today. They had to borrow crossbars. Did you didn't know that? That's we've never had anything of this magnitude up here. They had to borrow these, and they've borrowed them from all over the place, so they have to line the streets. Because it's a health and safety issue, and local council powers say if there's crowds, they have to be controlled by the barrier.
Yeah.
They had to borrow
this. This is health and safety thing. Yeah.
So that shows you what size it is. Something simple like a Christ barrier. We didn't have enough. You know, for George Best. Tremendous.
did you say down south? No, I mean, it's probably the same up here or whatever like that. When you'd be burying someone like that, and the heavens open, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's pissing out of the heavens, you know? They reckon that it's someone going into heaven, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Just sit it here.
Is that right?
Yeah. Carpets
yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah. It's pretty appropriate to be George, anyway. Uh-huh.
Hang on, George. They're going to have a bonfire for me. They really are.
There's a lot of blokes work with me now that wouldn't be football supporters. There'd be more GAA, you know what I mean, hurling and Gaelic football and that, like. And they're all glued to it today. I know two guys that was actually working for me today, and were in the building industry, you know what I mean, and they were working for me. And they took the day off just to go. He said, I want to watch it on the TV. He said, you're fanatical enough. He said, did you go up there? But he said, I'd like to see it on the TV as well, you know what I mean?
That's
going to stop the whole country for the couple of hours that it's happening, you know?
But like Freddie, save the hat, I had it yesterday.
Mm.
We couldn't cope with it. The infrastructure in here just wouldn't have coped with it. You know, East Belfast will come to a stop. And if it hadn't been a busy Freddie, they wouldn't have been able to cope with it. And in many ways, too, I'm glad, sorry, for all the ordinary, and the kids wouldn't have had to take a day off school, but they would have. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if I had been school, my father would have handed me out.
Yeah.
You know, he'd want to be there.
Yeah.
You know? But, it's just a privilege to be here.
It is.
And I said to him, you're not that fortunate. You either get on a part of a trip or somebody offers you a ticket to get the Old Traveller, as you know, they're hard to get. Well, if somebody had said to me, right, you can head to Portsmouth, but you'll have had to go first thing this morning, Mr. Funeral.
So
here.
We were supposed to be going to the Portsmouth game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
See, well, that sums it up. Yeah. I would have been here.
Yeah, I'm after
first. Now. But even my own young fella, he's just 11 now, and he was crying yesterday when I was going away. He wanted to come with us, you know what I mean? And I was trying to keep him in school, and he's actually beginning to play football himself, so he was playing a match today. But last time you kind of come, I said, the care is full, and there was only the three of us in the care. But he said, I want to be able to tell people, he said, in years to come, too, that I was there,
yes,
you know?
Yes,
he said to me, you want to be able to tell them, he said, that you were there, he said, and you supported it, but he said, I want to go too and tell them, you know? I'm sure he's watching it on the TV now, isn't he?
He'll be watching. Just turned on the dual carriage here. On an actual carriageway now. You know, when everybody held the poster up at Old Trafford tonight, the wife was able to download that, the stand holding it as her screensaver on the computer.
Oh, lovely.
Right across
the
access. And she didn't hear me, it was a surprise now. Then last night, turned on and wrong. It was something wrong with the computer, George was all over it. What a surprise, you know? But that's the screensaver now.
I've seen
the one that won't be changed.
Yeah.
The guy that probably summed him up best is Sammy McElroy.
Last night?
Yeah. I really do. He said, like, my reason for going to Old Trafford was George Best. My reason for playing football was George Best. He said, my reason for everything in life, he said, was George Best.
Yeah.
And that probably sums it all
it
up.
Does,
I mean,
yeah,
Sammy, you know, Sammy was the last of the babes.
Yep. Did you hear Harry Redknapp last Sunday when he was talking about George? He was in the Sky studio, him and Jamie, and he was saying that when Best was at Bournemouth, and he had the clack Best, and whatever our player was in the car, went down to the hotel, and he came out. He says he's still drunk. And Harry says, well, look, he's better than what we have, you may bring him. He says, when he came out, Richard Keys was interviewing him, he says, and had you no hesitation to play him? He says, let's put it this way. He says, people were coming to see him, I had to play him. He says, he came out to get on the pitch, scored a hat trick. He says, the best player in the pitch, hot blocked. He says, everybody else didn't know, but they knew. He says, I mean, I said to the other guy, he says, that he scored three goals. He says, three of the best goals I've ever seen. He says, and the guy was half tour walking around the pitch. Brilliant. Oh, Sunday. That's a helicopter. So the camp are far away now. Camp are far away.
What time is it now?
Half 10.
It's due here 4 to 11, is it?
Yeah. Camp are far away now.
We live in the past. We wait in the rain for George for the last time.
How one man can bring the whole country to a standstill.
Yeah.
You know, all for the right reasons, of course, you know what I mean?
Do you think did Man U supply the flag that's over the club? It's an official Manchester United flag, it said.
It looked it. It definitely looked it out.
But it was nice to see. I wondered, would it have just been a plain coffin with a red rose or something on? But when I seen the flag.
You know, funny enough, I'd say that there was no great expense put on the coffin. You know, it wouldn't have been a mega expensive casket or anything.
No.
I think it was just a basic coffin like you or I get if we get one of those.
Yeah. I hope the hose won't be going that fast.
They're pausing every 200 yards. It's stopping every 200 yards.
But they're trying to get in there behind you. Sorry.
There's the outriders up. I'll not be able to talk to you now for this moment. George is in the second hearse, and I'm just coming around the corner now. It's so hard. This is the hard part, so it is. Now, God bless him. God bless him. Look at that.
Callum's an RSA. He's an RSA.
Well, what can anybody say, you know?
They carried him on their shoulders for the last time.
Should have put the flag, Patsy. Should have brought the flag.
In the mud and rain. He was a boy's perfect dream.
This is what I saw. A boy balanced on a gust of wind. A weightless ball perfect dream.
There it is, there now. Come in there, Patrick. Come in to get
stood here for whatever length of time, and there, you know, there is a way past the flash, but to the end, they'll never forget it.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. Northern Ireland flag on them too.
Yep. It's nice. It's amazing. I kind of get over the fact, like, that a man can bring the whole country to a standstill. Like, still, I suppose there's only one man that'll be able to do that, and that'll be Georgie, anyway.
Oh, I think, yeah, I think he would have enjoyed it. Yeah, he always enjoyed a big crowd. He played well in front of a big crowd always. Yeah, I think he'd be chuckled, to be honest, on the fact that it's over here. I am, I'm so delighted, like, to have brought him home to Belfast. I really, really am. I mean, at the end of the day, like, he's back where it all began from, isn't he?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.